He's on the run. He has no choices right now. If you find him, you'll find Kate, too, and she will face her sentence. Mavens shook his head. I can guarantee that won't happen. I told you I've evidence she's innocent. I'm already preparing material for a fresh appeal. He picked up the data disk and tapped it on the table. So, he said, you want to give your brother a lifeline? What is it you want me to do? We can track people with the worm cam simply by following them, Maven said. It isn't easy, and it's labor-intensive, but it's possible. But eyeball tracking can be fooled, nor can a worm cam trace reliably be keyed to any external indicator, even an implant. Implants can be dug out, transferred, reprogrammed, destroyed. So an FBI research lab has been working on a better method. Based on? DNA. We believe it will be possible to begin from any analyzable organic fragment, a flake of skin or a nail clipping, enough to record the DNA fingerprint, and then track back the fragment until it, rejoins the individual in question. And then, using the DNA key, we can track the subject back and forward in time as far as we like. This disk contains trace software. What we need from you is to tie it to an operational worm cam. You guys at our world, you specifically, Dr. Curzon, are still ahead of the game with this stuff. We think it might be possible ultimately to establish a global DNA sequence database. Children would be sequenced and registered as they are born and use it as the basis of a general search procedure without relying on holding a physical fragment. And then, David said slowly, you will be able to sit in FBI headquarters and your wormhole spies will scour the planet until they find anyone you seek, even in complete darkness. It will be the final death of privacy, correct? Oh, come on, Dr. Curzon, Mavens pressed. What is privacy? Look around you. Already the kids are screwing in the street. In another 10 years, you'll have to explain what privacy used to mean. These kids are different. The sociologists say it. You can see it. They are growing up used to openness, in the light, and they talk to each other the whole time. Have you heard of the arenas? Gigantic, ongoing discussions transmitted via worm cam links, unmoderated, international, sometimes involving thousands, and hardly anybody involved over the age of 25. They're starting to figure things out for themselves with hardly any reference to the world we built. By comparison, we're screwed up, right? David, reluctantly, found he agreed. And it wouldn't stop here. Perhaps it was going to be necessary for the damaged elder generations, including himself, to clear their way off the stage, taking with them their hang-ups and taboos before the young could inherit this new world, which only they truly understood. Maybe, Mavens growled when David voiced that thought, but I ain't ready to quit just yet, and in the meantime, I might find my brother. Mavens studied his glass. Look, it's nothing to do with me, but Heather's a wormhead, isn't she? A wormhead was the ultimate result of worm cam addiction. Since taking her retinal implants, Heather had spent her life in a virtual dream. Of course, she was able to tune her worm cam eyes to view the present, or at least the very recent past, as if her eyes were still the organic original. But, David knew, she barely ever chose to. Habitually, she wandered through a world illuminated by the lost glow of the deep past. Sometimes she would walk with her own younger self, even looking out through her own eyes, reliving past events over and over. David was sure she was with Mary almost all the time. The infant in her arms, the little girl running to her, unable and anyhow unwilling to change a single detail. If Heather's condition was nothing to do with Maven's, it was little enough to do with David. Perhaps his impulse for protecting her had been his own brush with the seduction of the past. There are some commentators, David said slowly, who say this is the future for all of us. Wormholes in our eyes, our ears. We will learn a new perception in which the layers of the past are as visible to us as the present. It will be a new way of thinking, of living in the universe. But for now, For now,